Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to an all new episode of Help We Saw. Wait a minute. This isn't where I parked my car. This is the Almost Famous podcast with Ben and Ashley. Is it Ben and Ashley or Ashley and Ben?
Ben and Ashley.
By the way, this is Jared.
Ashley and Ben podcast would sound so weird, but that is a great point, babe, because do you usually do it alphabetical order? Because when people refer to us, do you think it's Ashley and Jared or Jared and Ashley?
No, it's Ashley and Jared because you're more powerful. And obviously,
just, like,
Ben
don't
is the
be
Batman
in the
of
media.
This podcast. Whatever, Robin. it's okay. You're
but,
Batman.
But what do you think that... Is there any sort of theory as to whose name comes first? And not in this situation, because I do agree with you, Ben is the Batman.
No.
Do you think that usually you put your friend first? Like, say, like, we're talking about your friends, Jimmy and Tori. Do you say Jimmy and Tori, or you say Tori and Jimmy? That would, Tori and Jimmy would sound weird.
Yeah, I say Jimmy and Tori.
That's because the J comes before the T.
No.
I think so. Or do you put your friend first, which in that, in your case, it's Jimmy?
I just put my friend first.
Okay. Well, not that Tori's not your friend, but that's his wife who became friends
you
with
say
you
Kenny
afterwards.
And Crystal or Crystal and Kenny?
I say Crystal and Kenny.
No, you say Kenny and Crystal.
Wait, do I say Kenny and Crystal?
You say Kenny and Crystal.
Huh.
Anyway, welcome to the Almost Famous podcast, Thanksgiving Day edition. We hope you are having a wonderful holiday. If you want to just get away from the family a little bit, they're just driving you nuts, need to put some headphones in, listen to a good podcast. Just like, listen, don't be a jerk and put an hour podcast on. You're going to put like a 10-minute podcast on, which is exactly what's happening right now for all you Bachelor lovers out there. First of all, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you haven't listened to Help We Suck at Being Newlyweds, okay, you can check that out.
Change the name of that podcast.
Perhaps.
Because
moving, well,
we don't, you're not a newlywed.
How long are newlyweds after
one
wedding?
Year?
First of all, that's not factual. This is
yes, it is.
It's an invisible line.
Okay. What is the definition? Is the Googling here? If people,
yeah, what's the definition of a newlywed? I would love to know.
It's 1 year.
First of all, I thought the newlywed stage is over after 3 months. So, you know, I
is that a dig at me?
No.
You're rude.
A recently married person is the definition. So it really depends on your definition of recent. What is the definition of recent?
Newly married. Oh, newly zero married to, is 0 to 5 years.
Hey, we're
no. Married. That's newly married. That is not, that's ridiculous. 5 years. Uh-huh. Absolutely not. Okay.
Middle years is up to 20. So you're telling me if somebody was, they said 6 to 25. So you're telling me if somebody,
25.
Somebody was married 24 years, that's middle. Get the hell out of here. Anyway, welcome to the Thanksgiving Day edition. What are we doing today? We're eating, watching the Macy's Day Parade. Very excited about that.
So Jared is a parade person and my family finds it endearing and maybe a little bit.
No, your family.
We find it endearing and just we've never really made a point to watch the Thanksgiving Day Parade or any parade, except for maybe when I was like in elementary school. And I think that's like what you were, I was like, oh, that's what you should do. Like, I got to watch the parade, or like the Jonas Brothers are playing in the parade. So I got to put the parade on.
I think that's your parents like my holiday spirit only up to a point because
they're like, we do not need the parade on. But they also think it's endearing because like it's something that you make a point of watching.
And you also don't need to watch Christmas Vacation again. However, I
no, no,
do.
No. But because last night I was trying to put it on. Were you excited?
No, I wouldn't have watched it last night. We need to
Why not?
Because it's just like, we'll wait.
We watched JFK Conspiracy Theory documentary.
It's like night. I want to watch the movie, you know, like that's a movie I love watching. Every year. I want to be able to watch it.
Okay.
I don't want to fall asleep 15 minutes
in. Okay. Well, we had to agree on something last night. And this is like something that you experience with your family in the holidays.
Yeah. Agreeing on things.
Just agreeing on what to watch, agreeing on what to eat. Jared, what is your favorite food at Thanksgiving?
Stuffing. The stuffing.
Yeah. But so here's a point in which Jared and I really differ. Jared likes stovetop stuffing. He believes that this is actual stuffing. And my dad makes his traditional, like he has like a stuffing that's been passed down
from
my grandmother. My dad has the greatest stuffing ever. Last year's batch wasn't the greatest. He only makes it the one time a year, which I guess people kind of do, except for your family. This is something I never did in my family, but I know it's traditional. And I know that we're kind of the weird ones.
But also
you maybe have stuffing during Christmas dinner too.
Yeah, most of our stuff is microwavable because my family doesn't really cook all that well. But that's why I like stovetop. Your dad's stuffing, maybe it wasn't as good last year because he's only making it once a year. So he's not practicing it anymore. Maybe he's making it a couple times a year, really perfect it leading up to Thanksgiving. Because if you make it once a year, that's the batch. It would be like if we went running once a year and we expect to run a mile in under 8 minutes. Like, well, that's not happening. We only do it once a year.
But my dad's one batch, even though it wasn't his greatest batch of all time, was far better than the stovetop stuffing.
Debatable. It's very good.
But Jared likes this. He likes the stovetop because of the nostalgia.
I like the taste.
You actually like the taste more? Yeah.
You know what we were talking about in the podcast earlier, which is like, what's the most overrated Thanksgiving
food? You were talking about on your Help I Suck at Being Newlyweds.
Yes, that podcast with Dean and Kaylin.
You're such a good promoter.
So I think that the most overrated food at Thanksgiving
is turkey.
It's turkey.
Turkey sucks, guys.
First of all, it doesn't suck.
So just letting you know, my parents called earlier and they were like getting the turkey and the other groceries. And they're like, there's sliced turkey breast here. How do you feel about that? And I was like, well,
for like turkey sandwiches?
No, for like the turkey, like to plate it tomorrow.
That's fine. Really,
and then they were like, but how's Jared gonna feel? And I was like, he'd probably be a little disappointed just because of the traditional sense. And I was like, but he's willing to make the turkey tomorrow. And you are.
I am.
I offered you up last night in front of you and you said you would.
Well, I was just trying to be nice.
Oh, you don't want to do it?
No, I'll do it.
You don't want to do it?
Too late. We're doing it. But the reason I say turkey, because I love mashed potatoes by itself. I love stuffing by itself. But with turkey, the reason I love turkey so much is when I have a fork that has turkey on it stuffing, gravy, cranberry sauce, like some sort of mixture of that.
Yeah. So you need your fork to have the turkey, the stuffing, and the mashed potatoes on it. And I totally agree. I could do it without even the turkey. I just am not a big meat person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
Speaking of meat, again, something we talked about on the podcast. It's time for in the near future, me to kill and eat an animal.
No.
Yeah, we have to. I have to.
You want to do this?
I want to do it, not because I want to do it, but I feel hypocritical for...
No, Jared, I know, but yeah. I'd rather just us become vegetarians.
Yeah, but I'm not going to
do that. You would rather kill the animal and then become a vegetarian?
No, what?
That's what you just said. Like,
oh, I'd rather
go through the process of doing the killing and the eating than just become a vegetarian, which I actually don't even think would be very difficult for me outside just like your casual Taco Bell.
Right, and tacos. Want a burger again.
Or Smashburgers. Smashburgers are obviously the number one thing for
me. My point being is that we eat meat all the time. And I feel like as a human being who eats meat, I feel like it's only right, honestly, that I have the experience of hunting my own food. Not hunting, but, you know, the, you know.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I haven't thought too far ahead. I was just thinking about it today.
Did you come up with this or did Dean come up with this? Since I came up with it,
and of course, Dean was on the same boat with
me. I'm sure that Dean's probably already done it.
Well, it's because we went to this fair, whatever it was, a month ago or so. Not a fair, but whatever we talked, took Dawson to, and had the outdoor slides, and it was super fun.
Yeah, Cox's Farm.
Yeah, there's pigs there.
Yeah.
And the pigs are adorable.
I know.
And I had bacon earlier today. And it's like, who am I to feel some way towards pigs, but then also eat them?
Okay, but my question to you now is like, if you feel that way, my natural steering is towards just not eating it versus...
It will never happen. I know it will never happen for me. So, I mean, not by choice, unless there was some sort of necessity to it. But to give up turkey, chicken, pork,
I'm
bacon,
fine giving up pork, and I'm sausage. Fine giving up all bird. I don't need any bird. This is so it's graphic, but it's like the cow. It's the cow that I would have a hard time giving up.
Yeah.
It's just because I want my beef and my tacos and I want my smash burgers. All right. Well, is there any more? What's your favorite side dish, Jared? Because we have to get a little bit brighter here. Let's
color this podcast up a little bit. Favorite side dish?
Oh, you said stuffing.
Stuffing's my favorite.
Okay.
Food.
What's your favorite dessert? My bad.
On Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Definitely apple pie.
So I wish I liked apple pie or really any traditional Thanksgiving pie, because I only like chocolate cream pie. It's the only kind of pie I like, because I feel like all my desserts must have chocolate in them. I can't think of one dessert that I'd say like, oh, I'd pick that over something with chocolate in it. Absolutely not.
Really depends. I mean, obviously chocolate would be my go-to, but cheesecake, obviously.
I don't love cheesecake.
Apple pie, apple crisp. Like banana pudding's good. I would never choose it over chocolate or anything like that, but... There's some good desserts out there that don't involve chocolate. Having said that, of course, chocolate is the top tier. Mm-hmm. It is the Tom Brady of desserts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Jared and I differ very much in our food habits. Like, I plan dinner basically during dinner the night before.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to a city, I'm like, oh, I want to make sure that I hit that spot and hit that spot, because...
For example, when we were landing, we were in Virginia for Thanksgiving, when we were landing and circling around the airport because of weather, and I was nervous that I just wanted the plane to land. She's like, text my dad.
What's for dinner?
Yeah,
What's the dinner plan?
What's the dinner plan? I said, can we just... And then I sent it.
I don't even realize how nervous you are up there.
Yeah, because I hide it well, but then...
I don't even know, babe. I'm so sorry. Except I do know when we're like, landing, and then you grab Dawson and I like it could be our last moments together.
Yeah, you never know. So
while Dawson's looking out the window and he's loving every second, and then we land, and then he does his sign, his more, hand language more. Sign, and goes more.
Like, bro, we ain't going back in the air right now.
More.
We are on the ground. We're fine. It was a little bit of a rough landing. There was some weather, so we were circling the airport for quite some time, waiting for the weather to pass. And of course, like in the back of my head, it's like, we do have enough gas, right? We're fine.
Well, the pilot came on and said, we have enough gas.
No, but they
Which
always
is
say that.
Question, why don't they just fuel up for a couple trips? Like, why don't they just always have like a full tank?
Because gas costs money, Ashley.
What do you mean? It's going to stay in the tank anyway. It's just like a car. If you say
probably something to save money. There has to be.
I was like, well, this is only an hour flight. Why? Of course, I'm not worried about the amount of fuel you had, unless you put in only 2 hours worth of fuel.
Yeah.
You know. That's weird.
Very weird.
All right. So as I was saying, we have differences in food. I love food. I definitely like live to eat. Jared definitely eats to live. He eats so that he can continue to watch Dawson grow and see so whatever Superman movie is going to come out in the next 4 years. Okay, so when we go to LA next week, is there any food that we had or any restaurant we tended to that you want to make a point on going to?
No, I haven't thought about it. I'm not going to think about it. I mean, if you want to go to Wahlburgers or something, because that was near our house.
We never used to even get Wahlburgers when it was near our house because it doesn't deliver well.
What food do you want?
Well, I mean, there's Easy Street Smash Burgers that's out by the iHeart studio. And then there's, I had, oh my gosh, Takaya. Oh my God, I used to love when we used to get Takaya. You know those taco bowls?
No.
You don't remember? Okay, so I got that when last time I was out there. And then just basically anything that we ate. Okay, yeah, so Ben and I will be doing 6 podcasts while we're out there. We're really excited. Then we're going to be going to Jingle Ball. And we also have this iHeart Nobu dinner, which is so fancy and so LA and something I haven't done in quite some time with a whole bunch of iHeart podcast hosts. So Ben and I will be recapping all of those festivities that we have upcoming in LA next week. And I just love that we've been getting together with Ben so frequently.
Yeah, it's been really nice.
I've been able, like, yeah, he's just a best friend.
He's a good man. A good man. I got to golf with him sometime.
You really do. Maybe you should do that on like Thursday or Saturday. You and you and Nick should and him should golf because we need to see. Oh, and Dean's going to be there. So there we go. You guys should all go out and golf.
There we go. Nick doesn't golf.
Oh.
Really? I golfed with him once.
And he doesn't like it?
He's a lefty too.
Oh, so he doesn't like it.
It explains a lot.
Well, we're excited to bring Dawson over to Nick and Natalie's house too because you know, they'll get a taste of what's to come.
What's to come? Uncle Nick.
He's so much an Uncle Nick to us. Like, he's
such an Uncle Nick.
Like, there's certain friends that you designate, like the whole like aunt and uncle thing too. But like, I have no problem saying like Dawson, Nick, that's Uncle Nick.
Nick is just Dawson's uncle.
All right. So, guys, we love you. And Uncle Ben, you're an Uncle Ben as well. And you'll see Dawson. It's been too long since you've seen him too. And we've missed you today, Ben. And we've missed you for headlines and the Sydney interview. But we wish the best Thanksgiving to all our wonderful listeners out there and to our wonderful producers and the iHeart teams. Love you guys so much. Enjoy a couple relaxing days.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
What keeps baby's skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex.
Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.